Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is the ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. We are currently answering the questions from our listener in our third annual question and answer series. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with his answer. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Verses 17 through 19 tells us that for those Christians who are better off than most financially, they may find that this is the ministry that God has given them. That is, through their local church, to minister as unto the Lord through their giving above the tithe as the needs are revealed. When this is done unto the Lord, and not to be seen of men, it is a sweet savor unto God, and lays for them a good foundation in eternity. So I really hope this clears up this about that passage for you. And it's great that you asked that question. I tell you what, that is wonderful. And so, again, there's a great question from one of our listeners, and it tells us that they're in the Word of God, they're thinking and they're studying, and they're wanting to know. Is there a difference that you see there between that question and the question that the earlier listener asked that was very accusative and almost mocking of Christianity? And so those things come up. All right, it's time for our next question.
My wife and I have separated from family reunions and other family fellowships because we won't have fellowship with a homosexual nephew. If he's there, we will not go. The rest of the family are calling us legalists. They say you ought to love and forgive them, remembering that you've sinned in your lifetime as well. They use Romans 14 as their text and do not think our insistence on repentance is right.
Okay, now I take this question because this is something that I had one family called and talked to me on several occasions, and we spent a lot of time answering that, and so thinking, well, that was a telephone call, not a written letter or written email or anything like that. I wouldn't introduce it in this forum. However, I had another listener, and the other listener is the one that emailed this question, but there were some similar things. Now, the person called in, even the children separated because they wouldn't have fellowship with a homosexual nephew at family gatherings. They just wouldn't go if that nephew was there, and the nephew had even gone to jail for molesting and sexually assaulting little children. And so these people, their children were now adults, and they were going regardless. And so the children, along with the rest of the family, started calling them legalistic. And what's wrong with you? You've got to love them and forgive them. And don't forget, you sinned in your lifetime too. Well, that's just the way they do, is they don't use scripture. They become very accusative in most of these cases on that, because they wanted to have fellowship there and not have anything upset the apple cart with the family. So that's why I chose out this very passage for this time. And many of these like to go to the book of Romans and use their chapters 14 and 15 and other areas, 13, and try to say that it tells them to overlook this sin that's in the life of people. So we are going to answer that with that thought in mind. Now, it must be kept in mind, in the study of Romans chapters 12 through 16, that verses 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 12 are the foundation. Now, very familiar. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, one thing we see is that in those two verses being the foundation for the rest of the book of Romans, that it's the body, our body, that's to be holy and acceptable unto God. And in addition to our body being holy and acceptable unto God, it must not, again, I repeat, it must not be something that is compromised with the world, with the sin. We're not to be conformed to the world. We're to be transformed. So when you read throughout chapters 13 through 16, and you begin to see some things, you say, well, this says that we are to compromise with them. No, it doesn't say that. As a matter of fact, people have taken Romans chapter 14 and addressing meat. And meat is not a moral subject. Homosexuality is a moral subject. And by the way, if the couples were there, they were moved in living together, then those families that have contacted me and written me, they would have the same responsibility to say, no, we're not going to sit in this kind of a setting and show our acceptance of these lifestyles. So, as we lay that foundation, when one looks at Romans 12, verses 13 and 14 and following, then you begin to see a different scenario. And so I want us to spend some time looking at this thing, because so many try to place an amoral or non-moral issue as meat, as it's addressed in the Bible, and apply it to moral issues as immodesty and other works of the flesh. So again, Romans 12, 1 and 2 sets the foundation. Now perhaps it would be good to look at the chapter beginning with verse 14 in Romans chapter 12, where he says, bless them that persecute you, bless, and curse not. Now after you read that verse, and he says, bless those that are persecuted. The word bless is from the Greek word eulogio. We get our word eulogy from it. It means to speak well of them. To use an example of this, you can look in Acts chapter 7. Stephen called those people, those leaders, those Jewish people that were such haters of Christ and had crucified him, Stephen called them stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Now, he was not cursing them. He was telling them the truth. When they began to stone him, he said, Father, do not lay this sin to their charge. By that prayer, he was blessing them, just as Jesus did in his prayer at the cross and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And yet, Jesus, if you read Matthew chapter 23, told them the truth. He called them whited sepulchers, vipers, and a list of other names. And, I mean, he hit them hard. So, we go on to verse 15 here, Romans 12. He says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Now, again, keeping verses 1 and 2 in mind, and Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, where it talks about lifting up the hands that hang down and the feeble knees, and to be holy. We've got to be holy. And in Hebrews 12, 14, he tells us that without holiness, no man will see God. So keeping those things in the body a living sacrifice and holy and acceptable unto God. We understand when Romans 13, verse 15 says, rejoice with them that do rejoice. We're not to rejoice with them if they win a big amount of money at the casino, although they're rejoicing. We do not weep with Delilah because Samson will not tell her the secret. So, again, there comes that moral understanding that must be applied. In verse 16 of Romans 12, he says, be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. This is speaking of showing favoritism. Now, the last sentence says, be not wise in your own conceits. That is, don't stand on your opinions. You must rely upon the wisdom of God's word. If you do not have a biblical reason for a stand, and your stand is developed only out of your own conceit, that is, your own opinions, then you're standing on jello as a foundation, and that's not very good. We go on to verse 17 here of Romans 12. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Recompense has the idea of retaliation. In other words, don't have the attitude, they did it to me, so I'm going to do it to them. What is good for the goose is good for the gander. That's the wrong attitude. Jesus does not treat us with an eye-for-eye philosophy. And thank God he doesn't treat us that way. But however, don't miss the sight of the fact that we are to abhor evil. As it says in verse 9 here of Romans 12, abhor has the idea to hate, detest, to have a horror of it. If we want God to remove sin from our life, we must learn to abhor the sin. So the idea is, don't retaliate. However, the command in verse 17 is preventing retaliation, but not justice. Justice is not a sinful attitude. Retaliation is. So sometimes these oppositions test the reality of our faith. Here's Theodore Bundy that killed over 20-some-odd women, a mass murderer. He gets before the judge, and someone, his lawyer, stands up and says, well, Judge, you know, you too are just like this man. You've committed sin in your lifetime, and we've forgiven you, so you ought to forgive him. You say, well, wait a minute. Now, that's not right. That's not the same. Oh, yes, it is the same. That's not the same kind of a sin. No. But homosexuality is so immoral. God hates that sin. And if you go to our website, you'll find sermons on that very subject. The thing's honest in this same verse comes from the Greek word kala and has the idea of goodness. Now, there are in the Bible two Greek words that are translated goodness. One refers to intrinsic goodness. Then the other is kala, as here. And it refers to outward goodness, that which is seen. So the Christian is admonished to provide, to show outwardly, these doctrines and positions that conform us to Christ, as Romans 12 and 1 and 2 would show our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.